Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox. This week's topic, the Mac versus PC, iOS versus Android debate. So, I've been reading up and I've been seeing that there's a lot of things on the Mac versus PC arguments. Now, there's a lot of controversy, that word though, about which is better, you know, is it Mac, is it Windows, iOS or Android. Now, personally, I think it is a personal choice, but I've been reading through some of these web pages, like 10 reasons why you should buy a Mac. Some of them have been saying, for example, security. And it says stuff like, oh, Macs never get viruses, or there's ultra stable. Now that's true, but on a Windows PC, if you're careful, then chances are you might never run into a virus. Now, I've run into many viruses, but they've never caused me many ultra damaging problems, if you know what I mean. Another thing is excellent software included, it says on this page. Yeah, granted it comes with iWork, I think it's called, which is, from what I've heard, pretty good. But, you know, it's, I mean, it is it's over £100 for Microsoft Office. For a subscription, you have to pay for a subscription to Office 365, and that's, well, it's gone down a bit since, but for like the basics, so like Office 365 Home, which is a subscription for 5 PCs and 5 Macs, there you go, it's £80, which is, you know, it's I suppose it's manageable if you use it every day, but for the average person, free open source software will do the job, like LibreOffice and programs like that offer you a full Office suite. Another thing is build quality, which isn't really a factor when it comes to PCs, because obviously it differs, because Windows is installed on such a variety of different PCs nowadays. There's different, it's up to the company whether the, or what you pay for the PC, whether the quality of the build is good. If you pay upwards of maybe £500, then you probably going to be looking at a fairly decent built PC that will last you a long time. But with the Macs, they're mostly made of aluminium or aluminum if you're American, which is, you know, fairly strong stuff. It's going to last a while. Unfortunately, the downside is it can quite easily get scratched when it's ruffling about in your bag or moving about if you're always on the go. Which is why you often see people with buying cheap, you know, you can pick cases up for MacBooks online. An alternative to this, if you want kind of the same thing, is a Chromebook, which is quite a bit cheaper, which is about £200, and it can do most things fairly accurately and effectively. Problem is, it runs Chrome OS, which is almost entirely web-based. The next things is Apple Macs have the best screens. So, for example, the MacBook Retina or the iMac Retina, which is, you know, fair enough, they do look very good. But if you buy a 4K display, like a Dell 4K display, for example, you know, that's going to be pretty good as well. You're going to be achieving more or less the same aspect on the... One of the last things is user satisfaction, which is, I suppose, you know, fairly important when it comes to the PC market and the Mac market. And most people say, because the software is so simple and so easy to use, most people find it very easy to get their head around and not have too many problems with the interface. Downside to that is it's not very user-friendly to power users, in my opinion. If you're a power user on a Mac, you may see differently. But personally, I think that it's quite difficult to get. For example, on Windows, you can install different themes, different launchers, different start menus, different taskbars, different wallpapers, stuff like that. Most of which you can probably do on a Mac, but on a slightly smaller scale. Now, I think that Apple restricts you to what you can do because they don't want you to break things, which is fair enough because, you know, people do break the PCs every now and again. Excuse me. So, you know, fair enough. But on the whole, you know, there's a lot. Plus, I'd like to make this point. If you wanted to buy the newest Windows, is Windows 10. Which is at time of recording correct, which you have to pay for. Now, if you went to the Windows website to buy it, then that may set you back over £100, maybe way over. So, for example, I found a link here. Which is, if you want to go to Currys, which is a electrical store in the UK, which is now bought PC World, so it's now Currys PC World. If you want to buy it from there, it's £180 or £179.99, which is quite expensive. Whereas on a Mac, you know, it's sort of included in the overall price, which is, you know, it's expensive, but I suppose you get what you pay for. So, for example, the MacBook Pro 13-inch. Screen is £700, which, you know, to most people is fairly expensive. However, if you do shop around on eBay, for example, you may be able to pick one up for £400 or even less if you enter a bid. But like the latest MacBook, which is like the ultra thin version, I'm not very up to date on the Macs. You know, it's £1,049 direct from the Apple Store. You know, you can pick up a fairly decent gaming PC for that. So, for example, the Alienware X51 for just a little bit more. £1,079.99, which is... You know, it's got pretty much the same specs as, you know, it's 16 GB of RAM, 1 TB, 2 TB hard drive, Intel Core i7 processor. More or less the same price that you're gonna pay for a MacBook. It just basically to do the same things. Obviously, if you wanted a laptop, then they're a little bit more expensive, but still, the Alienware 13 R2, which is an Intel Core i5, 16 GB of RAM, 1 TB, GeForce GTX 960M, and a Dell 3-year warranty, is still only £815.99, which is quite a big saving. You know, that's £250 plus saving that you've made there. I mean, like, you can still buy the quite expensive ones, like the Intel Core i7 16 GB 256 SSD for £1,149.95. However, again, if you do shop around, then you might be able to pick it up for £300-400, I mean, there's one here, Alienware M9 700 17-inch gaming laptop for £320, which is, you know, it's just a fair decrease in price. Obviously, it's going to be used, so not the best nick, but still a decent laptop. May turn heads wherever you go. Oh, you know, expensive laptop. Obviously, that's if you are the materialistic person, or your friends aren't quite materialistic. But otherwise, if you're satisfied with a fast, quick, and effective PC, then probably, for gaming mainly, then probably an Alienware gaming laptop is the way to go. But if you want, for example, to do anything with music, media, Photoshop, Dreamweaver, After Effects, the Flash, stuff like that, you probably want to go with a MacBook, because you're going to offer that speed, reliability, also with the build quality for you know, quite a bit, a little bit more, but it'll still give you that, you know, it'll always be fast, it'll never slow down, there's no risk of viruses, even just for the simple user, you know, every day, you know, doing a Word document in Pages, I think it's called, or making a PowerPoint, in what's it called? Keynote. That's it. Then you know, if you have the money, but otherwise, you know, a good, you know, you can get a fairly cheap laptop, which is, you know, fairly decent. For example, the Lenovo Yoga, or the Asus ZenBook, or the HP Stream 11, if you're just doing the average, typing a Word document on the go on the train to work, or when you go, if you travel a lot on the plane, £179, £180, not going to be any problem. Very fast, very reliable, and won't set you back too much.